Welcome to Attention Talk Radio, your ADHD information station where we help those with ADHD pay attention to attention, with your host, ADHD and attention coach, Jeff Topper.
Welcome, everybody, to this edition of Attention Talk Radio. I'm your host, ADHD and attention coach, Jeff Copper. Our topic tonight, magnets, self-regulation, and ADHD. What a metaphor. And with us in our studio is the Caroline McGuire with a hot topic to talk to you about this tonight. We're really pretty excited about this. As Attention Talk Radio evolves and we interview experts, we learn more and more and more. It's becoming clear ADHD is really much more of a self-regulation issue and not so much of a deficit of attention. We've got a great context to kind of help you use as a lens to observe behavior and to better understand what's going on so that you're in a better situation to support those with ADHD or manage yourself. Real quickly, tonight is Wednesday, August the 20th, year 2017 at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Our show tonight is being brought to you by children and adults with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. They've been a longtime supporter, and this show is being brought to you by them. Real quickly, in relationship with the Attention Deficit Disorder Association, is hosting the 2017 Annual International Conference on ADHD towards the end of the second week in November, from November the 9th to the 11th in Atlanta, Georgia. I myself have been going to this conference every year. This will be my 10-year anniversary, so I'm real excited about it. I suggest that you learn more by going to chadd.org. You can make reservations and sign up, et cetera. Go there. If you haven't been to an ADHD conference, it's something that you need to do. There's great content on our show. There's great content there, but you learn so much more by spending time with the speakers and others impacted by those with ADHD. Let's see. As I mentioned, our show is being brought to you by Chad. We've got a little tip that we would like to air, and then we'll get into the meat of the show. Here we go.
Why are older adults the fastest growing population to be diagnosed with ADHD? Is there such a thing as adult onset ADHD? Get answers to your questions, www.helpforadhd.org. That's www.help4ADHD.org.
Thanks again, Chad, for your continued support and for doing what you do by advocating on behalf of those with ADHD. We'd encourage you to become a member of Chad. They have lots of great member benefits, but again, the most important thing is to support them because they advocate on behalf of the crowd. So let's get into our topic tonight. With us in our virtual studio is Caroline McGuire. Our show was pre-taped due to scheduling reasons. We will roll the tape. Caroline McGuire is certified as a personal coach for children with ADHD and their families. Her revolutionary coaching program teaches executive functioning skills to children, teens, and young adults. She's a speaker at worldwide venues. She's a former coach at the Hollowell Center in Sudbury, Massachusetts, where she was the main coach for children and teens and co-led social skills groups and consulted with local schools. You can learn about more about Caroline at her website at necoaching.com. With that, Caroline, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for having me.
I really appreciate you kind of coming on. And everybody, Caroline kind of reached out to me on this, and all I remember was that notion of a magnet. And we do a lot of talking about ADHD as a self-regulation issue, not so much a deficit of attention, which is kind of interesting to me because since deficit of attention is in the title, people are predisposed to think of it like that. But I've learned so much, it's really more of a self-regulation issue. We've talked about it, but Caroline called me up and started talking about the notion of a magnet. And I'm like, that's a great way to talk about self-regulation because a magnet's got two ends. It's got that side that's kind of attracted to things. And then if you ever take two magnets and stick the opposite ends together, they don't attract, they reject, they repel each other. And that's kind of like what ADHD is to a certain degree. And so I wanted to have Caroline come on and talk about self-regulation, the concept of a magnet. And I'm going to ask you, Caroline, how did the magnet metaphor first come to your mind?
I will honestly say it was probably one of my clients. Kids say the darndest things. And, you know, they'll tell me these things and they stick in my mind because they're great analogies, you know. And one of the things that they often talk about is how they, you know, they have the intention to self-regulate, but they have these sort of magnets, both internal magnets, stuff that you think about, and external magnets, you know, literal stuff like Minecraft that draw you in, or, you know, somebody shuffling papers. And, you know, it's a good analogy, I think, in the sense that it does draw us in, and it really talks about the core of self-regulation, which is, you know, self-regulation and this concept to stop and think and sort of manage your emotions and your physical actions and what you're doing and match into your intentions. It's such a lovely concept, except when you try to do that and these magnets are sort of pulling you away.
Yeah, pulling you away and kind of repelling or attracting to that. And what I like about the magnet concept is there's physical properties associated with this here. And when I was a kid, I used to take magnets and try to push them together on opposite ends. And no matter how hard you try, you can, even if you get them together, you're constantly adjusting it because they just don't want to be kind of attracted together. And it reminds me of coaching adults with ADHD, where there's something they've got to do and they're kind of in the room and they're doing everything, but I mean, they know they want to do this thing, but they can't seem to do it. Now, one of my favorite stories, I was coaching this guy one time, and he had a 3-year-old daughter that was on the floor, and she wanted to play chutes and ladders with him. And he's like, I need to spend some time with her. But the game, chutes and ladders, is a random game, number one. Number two, his daughter, as he said, kept changing the rules, so he didn't know what was going on. And we began to realize it was incredibly boring, and he described the situation. He kept going to get down onto the floor with her, and all of a sudden he'd be up and go do something else, and he'd come back, and it was like, he was just kind of pinging around the room, trying to get down on the floor to play chutes and ladders with her. But it was so boring for her, he couldn't do it. And I just have that picture of that magnet where I'm trying to push them together. And as hard as you want to, you want it to come together, but the physical properties just inhibit you. And it's just in that situation, it's an adult situation. Caroline has more kids stories, but I get that kind of visual, and it just seems to make a lot of sense. You want thoughts on that? Have you seen that in a play out in a kid's way?
Sure. First of all, chutes and ladders is like torture. Secondly, I think that the part of this is, you want to do something, but you're talking about sort of muscling your way through and using willpower. And, you know, willpower is really hard to have as your only reason to self-regulate, or your only way to self-regulate. I think for kids' stories, you know, I often have kids tell me that their intentions were good and they really tried, but there was this like temptress, and the temptress was the magnet, and the temptress was, you know, the video game or the, you know, going to play hoops, and they were sort of drawn to it. And part of that, I think, if you really are listening, is about interest and intention, because your intention, like your intellectual side, is like, I have to do my homework, I can't go play basketball. But your interest is the basketball game you can see out your window. And so, you know, there's a little bit of that, you know, you're being drawn to it and you're attracted to it, and the attraction is the interest. What's happening in your brain if you're interested.
Yep. And so it's kind of weird, because when you have that basketball thing out there looming, the magnet is kind of attracted to it. It's tugging to pull in that direction. At the same time, to me, it's actually repelling from the homework. As much as you want to do it, it's repelling. And that, to me, I like this metaphor so much, is because if you look at the ADHD brain with that, and you sit down and you play with the magnets, you can sit there for hours trying to get the repelling sides to go together, but the physical properties just are not going to do that. And you can continue the rest of your life thinking that they're going to attract, but it's just physically, it's not going to work. And I say that because you can either work with a magnet or you can work against it. And this is a great metaphor, because you can work against the ADHD by trying to get two things to stick that just aren't going to, or you can actually let go and kind of work with a magnet. Where I remember 2008, there was a Chad conference, and there was a professional wrestler that was kind of talking, and he talked about how he was in school, and the teacher would kind of, I forget the details, but he would do a couple math problems, and he would go out and shoot like 10 free throws. And then he would come back and go back and forth and back and forth. And they were kind of working with the magnet in that situation in order to kind of move him forward, as opposed to just strapping him to a desk and trying to get him to stick to it, which is, I just think it's a great way of thinking about ADHD that changes the mindset.
I think that that's so true. I have this little exercise I do with kids. It's called what are your mind magnets? And the idea is like, what are the things that, you know, internally, so in your, you know, anxiety, worry about a girl who talked to you at school a different way than you wanted them to, anything like that, internal, and then external, you know, I see the people playing basketball and I think, oh gosh, I'd rather be doing that. And then, you know, that's the thing. Maybe it's not muscling through willpower. It's how do I give myself interest within what I'm doing? Because you're really talking about, you know, like those magnets when you're a little kid and you're trying to put them together, they're not going to come together. They're meant to repel each other. So I think that there's some degree to which acknowledging these magnets is more powerful than pretending and trying to muscle through.
Absolutely. I want to go to break. When we come back, I want to kind of just talk about the reason we do shows like this with these metaphors kind of goes to mindset. And I want to kind of talk the power a little bit of what mindset can do for helping those with ADHD. But before we go to break real quickly, everybody, Caroline McGuire can be found at NE Coaching. That stands for NewEnglandCoaching.com. And with that, we'll be right back after these messages.
Your life, your world, your choice. This is Attention Talk Radio.
The average annual cost of attending college starts around $25,000. Students who have ADHD are at high risk of dropping out because they haven't learned the critical skills they need to succeed in school. Protect your investment with an Edge Foundation coach, specifically trained to help students with ADHD and executive function challenge make the transition from high school to college. Visit edgefoundation.org to learn more or call 206-632-9497 and use promo code EDGE to get your free college success guide.
Make every moment count with Time Timer, a sensitive solution for ADHD time management. It shows how much time is left using a bright red disc that gets smaller as time passes. To place an order for a Time Timer, all you have to remember is timetimer.com.
You deserve the best-trained ADHD coach. Find one at the ADD Coach Academy, the only comprehensive ADHD coach training program accredited by the International Coach Federation. Go to addca.com and click on Find a Coach.
Managing ADHD is about pausing before you ponder and proceed. This opportunity to practice pausing is being brought to you by digcoaching.com. The Attention Talk Network has over 450 interviews and more than 210 hours of programming, which is overwhelming if you think about it. That's why I've made my list top 10 favorite Attention Talk radio interviews. Download the list at www.digcoaching.com/ATR.
And now back to Attention Talk Radio.
Welcome back, everybody. We're here with Caroline McGuire, and we're talking about ADHD and using the metaphor of a magnet to begin to witness and understand ADHD as a self-regulation issue, not so much a deficit of attention, which I think a lot of people come to that conclusion. After all, those two words are in the title. And before the break, we were having some fun giving some illustrations of what it looks like for this magnet type scenario. And I said before the break, I wanted to come back and talk about mindset. And, you know, Caroline, it's one of the things is as I train more coaches and mentor them and coach, it's amazing to me the power of the mindset. And I say that because if you shift kind of how you look at things, it really changes what's obvious. And one of the things that I look at is I was interviewing Dr. Roberto Olivardi some time ago, and we were talking about motivation. And he talked about, you know, basically we were talking about ADHD and you know, they're not motivated, they're supposedly lazy. And he made this profound statement to me. He said, you'd be dead if you weren't motivated. And I thought about that for a second, and it kind of struck me because if you weren't motivated, you wouldn't get out of, like, you know, cars around and stuff. And also he said something else that really hit me. He said, everything you've ever done in your life, you did it because you were motivated to do it. And I've dwelled on that for a period of time, and I began to realize is that, you know, if a kid or an adult, like let's say an adult is not doing something, or a kid is playing Xbox and not doing their homework, people will say they're unmotivated. I'm like, no, a kid's motivated to play Xbox. And for me, by looking at that mindset and saying, listen, this kid is really motivated to do everything they do. It's a basic truth to me. And I'm meeting them where they are. And now if I see them as motivated, it changes how I look at motivation, because it's no longer what I want them to do. Now I'm looking at what they actually do and saying, okay, if they actually do that, how do I change the environment around so that their magnet is drawn to do that and what I'm trying to accomplish? And so that example that I gave earlier about the wrestler when he was in grade school is when you change the environment and say, hey, I'm going to go back and forth between the basketball and the grades, they're motivated to do that. All of a sudden, I got a workable solution. And as this wrestler said, it really kind of worked for him. And the reason I like this metaphor is if you begin to look at ADHD like that magnet, I really think it changes your mindset. And all of a sudden, you can see how ADHD really works in ways that you didn't necessarily see before. So I want to kind of stop for a second and kind of get your comments on the shift of mindset and how it's not a 1, 2, 3, 4. It's a conceptual change in how you look at something that all of a sudden what you didn't see all makes some sense.
Yeah, I mean, I think the piece that's sort of underlying there that I would bring out is the removal of shoulds and judgment. So if you hear that story about the wrestler, and you know I'm very into sort of doing out of the box things to get stuff done, what you're hearing is someone saying, what I need to fill in the blank, accomplish this goal, is to do things my own way, right? Mm-hmm. And you're allowing and giving that person license to do whatever they need to do. Doesn't matter if it's not what everybody else does. But what happens so often is our own shoulds and judgment and belief and willpower and all these things sort of handicap us and cripple us and make it so we don't do what maybe is in our head. Like a lot of times kids will tell me ideas they have, and it's totally their own creativity that brings forward whatever ends up working. And so I think that's part of it is like, you know, I think that it is about motivation, but it's also about like the workable solution comes from the ability to do whatever you need. And often I find with people, little kids don't have any constraints, right? Because they don't know the shoulds yet. And as we get older, everybody puts these shoulds on us. But, you know, really, who cares as long as it gets done, as long as you're happy, as long as you're able to achieve what you want to achieve. So I think, you know, that's the big context there for me is just the removal of judgment and the ability to have in your mindset, you know, I do things the way I do them and I need to, and that's how stuff gets done.
You know, it's interesting kind of combining the two concepts a little bit and to have how the union is that I was actually mentor coaching somebody today, and we were talking about, and they were relatively young coaching. We were talking about what's obvious is what you pay attention to. And when you come into coaching and somebody has ADHD, if you have the mindset that they're disorganized, you're not going to see that they're actually organized. And I say that, Caroline, because there's a judgment that's taken place in terms of everybody's disorganized. And I'm going to illustrate this in a second. It's like when you walk in and you see a mess in somebody's like office or their room, you make the judgment that it's a disorganized mess and that they have ADHD. So that's kind of like a double whammy.
Right.
But to me, if you have the mindset, those with ADHD, they actually are organized. It just doesn't look like what I think it should look like. So now I'm actually looking, I'm not judging it to your point, but I'm now looking for actually how they organize, because if you weren't organized, you'd also be dead too. Or you wouldn't make it anywhere on time. And it's funny to me how that shift to me in mindset, I started looking for how they're organized. And I came to the revelation, we did a show a couple of years called Ugly Organizational Systems. It was in that moment that I began to realize that most people look at pretty and define that as that's the determination if it's organized or not. And I actually came to realize is if I ask somebody for something and they can walk right to it and they know exactly where it is and can give it to me, I don't care what it looks like. It's organized. And so playing with these two concepts is one of them is is the mindset of letting go, like not prejudging that everybody with ADHD has a time management problem or they're disorganized or they're not motivated, because that's a mindset and a judgment. But if you back up and go, wait a second, I want to see what they can pay, what they can pay attention to, what the magnet's attracted to. I want to see actually how they are already organized. What do they do that's there? How do they manage time? It completely changes everything that you see. It changes all the judgments. And the bigger picture of is now you're working with them and not against them. Going back to that magnet metaphor, you're not trying to force the two ends to repel together. You flip one upside down, all of a sudden they stick, which is, I guess, the overarching concept I'm trying to get here is everybody get these concepts and work with the ADHD, not against it. And you might be kind of surprised. So I want to kind of give you an opportunity to comment here, but all that stuff kind of coming together is we got these pieces, and that's that shift of mindset and the shift of judgment that is the path and the road to success. Thoughts?
I mean, I think that is absolutely the path and the road to success. You know, it's funny. I have a lot of different clients, and they're different ages, and they're also at different stages of acceptance and knowing about their ADHD. And I can always tell at a first session if someone was diagnosed a long time ago or came to this, because they tend to know themselves a little more and know what they need. Even if what they want is to go play Dungeons and Dragons and not do their homework, they know, right? They know, like, yep. You know, this is what happens. This is my pattern. I start out strong in September and then everything falls apart by January. And I think what happens is that, you know, what I love to hear from people is when they say, what I need to be successful is. And I think that's the big piece we're talking about, is this shift away from, you know, trying to push those magnets away from each other that are never going to come together. They're going to repel forever. It's science. To what can I do to help them come together?
Absolutely. So I want to take a break. When I come back, I want to take all this kind of stuff and begin to look at self-regulation, but I want to flip this around a little bit. I think this is going to be kind of fun, Caroline, where parents can actually begin, if they look at it the right mindset, they actually begin to see and walk in the steps of somebody with ADHD. But before we go, everybody, Caroline McGuire's got some great stuff. She's got some parenting programs, some classes come out. She's got a book that's going to be coming out relatively soon. This is going to air before that's released. But if you go to necoaching.com, you'll be able to get all that, a box of chocolates and more. And with that, we'll be right back after these messages.
You're listening to Attention Talk Radio. We'll return in a moment. Your life, your world, your choice. This is Attention Talk Radio.
Make every moment count with Time Timer, a sensitive solution for ADHD time management. It shows how much time is left using a bright red disc that gets smaller as time passes. To place an order for a Time Timer, all you have to remember is timetimer.com.
You can't go off to college with them, but we can. Visit edgefoundation.org to learn more how an EDGE coach can help your student reach their full potential. You can also call 206-632-9497 and use promo code EDGE and get a free college success guide.
Experience the difference with a top-notch ADHD coach. Find one at the ADD Coach Academy, the only comprehensive ADHD coach training program accredited by the International Coach Federation. Go to addca.com and click on Find a Coach.
The Attention Talk Network has over 450 interviews and more than 210 hours of programming, which is overwhelming if you think about it. That's why I've made my list top 10 favorite Attention Talk radio interviews. Download the list at www.digcoaching.com/ATR.
And now, back to Attention Talk Radio.
Welcome back. We're here with Caroline McGuire. We're having a spectacular conversation about ADHD, self-regulation, using the metaphors of magnet, in the context of shifting mindsets, which would kind of include judgment. And, you know, Caroline, one of the things that I've been enjoying recently is that I had an epiphany. I think it was like last November at Chad conference when I was interviewing Melissa Orlov when it comes to parents and ADHD. And it kind of dawned on me that as I've learned, ADHD is really a self-regulation issue. It's the ability of the executive functioning brain to pause and override the automatic response. And before the break, you were talking a lot about judgment. And I think that for many parents and a lot of people, that judgment is pre-programmed. And it's really effortful to stop and catch yourself and override that urge to judge. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, I think that it is really effortful to stop, especially if your mindset has been, I should, or I have to. I think if you give yourself permission to proceed, you kind of say, this is what I do, you know? And then it's a lot less effortful. I don't know. I'm not trying to be euphemistic about it. I myself once was self-judging.
Yeah. So where I'm going with this is that you just, this is automatic thing, right? And as a parent, you can actually then begin to realize that in this context that we're talking about, as you're trying to ask your kid to self-regulate, to override the urge to go out and play basketball and stay inside and do their homework, or same thing kind of with self-regulation, but it's very effortful, it takes a lot of effort. And so in that context, if we just say it's all about self-regulation, then as a parent, when you're noticing that you're judging or going with the this is what they should do, you actually now have got to work on that issue in the same way that your child is. You've got to override that urge to judge or to go to I should. That self-regulation is self-regulation is self-regulation. I don't care if you're self-regulating to override the urge to judge or go I should, or overriding the urge to go play basketball. But at the end of the day, at its core, to me, the process and the effort is the same. And I'm sharing this, Caroline, because I think an adult who's in this situation can begin to witness their own challenges and empathize and realize how difficult it is for the kids, because that's the thing that they're asking their kids to do, and they're having the same problem on top of that. How does that grab you?
Yeah, I think that that's really kind of true. And I also think this, it's about mindset again, because it is all self-regulation, but it's also that if you filter life, if you look at life through the lens of ADHD is about interest, it's about a desire or need for dopamine, it's about brain arousal because we have an under-aroused brain, not an over-aroused brain like people think, and that's what it is. That's all. That's governing all behavior. Then I think you're less likely to even have to think about judging because this is just biology. Right? I think there's a bunch of things at work here.
And that goes right back to the mindset of biology. That's why I like the magnet, because we're getting out of the emotions. We're using the physical properties of a magnet and its attraction and repelling as a metaphor for that ADHD brain. It's attracted to, it's going to go to what is sparkly and fun that's getting the dopamine or interest or whatever word you want to call it. I think it's really kind of all the same thing, and it repels away from that other side of it. And again, the more you can look at it and get that mindset, I think it really puts you in a position to override these things and be much more effective at helping kids, yourself, your spouse, really anybody in the ADHD community. Because what we hope that we've given you today is a little bit of some context and maybe some images that you can begin to realize how difficult it is. And even with the parents, it's difficult for you to override that urge to judge, but that's the key, is to use that to go forward by looking at it differently. So
absolutely.
Caroline, with regard to this space and anything, is there anything that we haven't covered or any concepts or anything left it's worth sharing?
I would just say, don't muscle through things. Come up with fun ways to manage those mind magnets and those internal magnets, because they're going to be there. And having something that piques your interest incorporated into anything you do can make life so much better than if you just try to pretend you can muscle through, because that's a really draining way to live.
It really, really is. So everybody, work with the ADHD, not necessarily against it. And we hope that you got a little bit of a glimpse. It's a little bit more of a self-regulation issue than not just a deficit of attention. So with that, Caroline, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you.
Everybody, check it out. NECoaching.com. That stands for New England. And Caroline McGuire is your person. Go check it out. She's got a lot of great things on her website right now and more coming. Hope you enjoyed it. Catch you next week for another great edition of Attention Talk Radio. Take care.